In just a minute, Bill saves rhyme in a bottle in our listener limerick challenge game. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Amy, the Prime Minister of New Zealand is currently weathering a major political scandal. This week, he had to publicly apologize to a local barista there in Wellington, New Zealand, for doing what?
Yanking on her ponytail.
That's right.
Yes!
Every day, almost, for a year, he did this. According to a blog post written by the barista in question, every time New Zealand Prime Minister John Key came into her coffee shop, he pulled on her ponytail at least once, if not multiple times. It's an odd bit of behavior. Until you remember that while Britain shipped its murderers and thieves to Australia, New Zealand got the misbehaving third grader.
Well, also, that guy, to be fair, he ran on that platform. I will tug the ponytails of baristas, or I will tug the ponytails.
Yeah, and to be fair, the barista wrote his name wrong on the cup every day of the year. It's like Prime Monster. Come on.
Peter, the little black dress, you know, it's a mini skirt maybe. This year we are told the must-have accessory that every woman must have is what?
You have to have a wig. No, you have to have...
Whoa.
You
know, wow.
It's not crazy.
No, it's not insane. You have to have a...
Be careful. Don't go all the way till you get to mutton chops, ladies.
Sideburns?
Sideburns. Yes, sideburns for women.
I was going to say mustache because I have one right now.
Wait,
I don't want to be rude.
Sideburns?
Sideburns. Not so much. They're not growing cheek hair. That's somewhat difficult for most women, but they're sort of cutting their hair so it look like they have sideburns coming down the sides of their face. If this year's runways are to be believed, sideburns are all the rage.
Are you sure they're not talking about side boob?
No, they're definitely. Okay. I don't know much about fashion, but I think I can tell the difference between those two things. Women used to ask their hairstylist for the Rachel. Now they are requesting the Martin Van Buren. Amy, the Wall Street Journal reported this week that China's Ministry of Culture has identified a problem in modern Chinese funeral rituals. They're working with police to cut down on funerals featuring what?
Oh, those Colombian prostitutes again?
So close.
Oh!
Well, the funeral processions, this is literally true. They have a flatbed truck with a pole in it.
Oh, pole dancers?
Meaning?
Strippers?
Yes, thank you. There's no rule that says funerals have to be somber and sad. Why can't they be horribly tawdry? In the eastern Chinese province of Jiangsu, it's customary to hire strippers because they attract a crowd. I don't know why people want crowds for their funerals, but they get them. Plus, there's something life-affirming watching someone work that pole while the congregation sings "The Wind Beneath My Wings."
On a moving truck? That sounds dangerous.
So, like, in America, there's, like, a police car in front of the line of cars, but there it's, like, a flatbed truck with somebody.
I would never pole dance on a moving flatbed truck. I'm just saying.
You know what? You said that last week, to be fair.
As sad as today is, at least we finally found a way to get our dear departed grandpa to obey the no-touching rule. You better believe his hands are staying right by his sides this time. Before he died, this is true, one man asked his friends in his coffin to put a little hole so he could watch the stripper from beyond.
Not knowing how death works.
Yeah.
That's right.
Peter, some good news. Kids are getting in a lot fewer fights on the playground than they used to, suffering far fewer injuries. And there's a reason. What is it?
They are scaredy cats.
No, it's not that.
They're not going outside as often.
That's exactly right. Children today spend most of their time indoors in front of screens, or if they're homeschooled, staring bleakly out the window. Unfortunately, this means they're missing out on that important rite of passage, getting beat up at the playground. According to a survey by Cardiff University in Wales, hospital emergency rooms have experienced a sharp drop in kids coming in for stitches and arm casts. Instead, doctors are having to make house calls to treat cave blindness and help parents flip their enormous children over to prevent bed sores.
Oh, my God.
My son has wee thumb.
Wee thumb?
Really?
He's got wee thumb. It's like tennis elbow.
What they're saying is, you know, the seesaw incident, like every kid on the seesaw
has always been like, I was always, because I'm small, I was always a kid up in the air, yeah. And then somebody would go like, hey, Betsy, come here and look at this. And she would just leave, and I go crashing down, like everybody.
Oh, I see. The person who was holding you up in the air would get
leave.
Off the seesaw.
They just get off.
I don't think that was you. That was Charlie Brown.
That happened to me like every single day.
You should have learned
not
after
to do
like
it.
The first week.
I know.